You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
It makes me mad. I want to and say that I don't, 'cause I do love you. Please stop talking, let's start kissing. I've had enough of this conversation. Please stop talking, let's start feeling. Let's cut the tape and get in action. So please stop talking, let's start kissing. I've had enough of this conversation. Please stop talking, let's start feeling. Let's cut the tape and get in action. Please stop talking.
Are you happy that you're hearing this song again? Are you happy that you're going to go to sleep tonight singing this song and feel as depressed as you ever have in your entire life? Well, you need to listen to True Fidelity, because we're liberating you from this kind of thing, from the musical mainstream, man. You just got to give it a chance.
Stand up for our beliefs.
Yeah, that period was brief and now it's suddenly ceased.
But for some of us, that time didn't exist at all. And it's appalling how low your expectations can fall when they got you feeling small and economy's crawling. And nobody can save you, so who are you calling? The system's been corrupted, so the engine is stalling. I'm sick of playing it safe, so now I'm throwing it all in. And
money ain't what I need. Got the earth to walk and the air to breathe. No, I'm not wasting no time.
No, I'm not wasting no time.
Everybody, welcome to the True Fidelity Show, episode number 12.
Ooh, yeah, we got a dozen.
Welcome to it. It is a dozen. You're right. That's how that works. 12. 2 times 6.
Oh Lord.
It's gonna be one of those episodes.
Yes. I didn't know math was involved in this radio.
You
program.
You started it, man.
I just threw a number out there. I didn't know we were gonna have to, like, you know, subdivide it and come up with the pie for it and all that stuff. Anyway, I'm Big D. Welcome to the big show. Here's the rest of the crew.
I'm Voxy.
C Fry.
I'm on one.
And Squeeze is in the house. Squeeze, who doesn't speak, he's our sound guy. Squeak. And that's, we just like it that way. Yeah, Squeak, as some people know him these days by the name Squeak. Hey, you just heard 20 Riverside with Better Days. Before that, Sir O, he's out of jolly England, with Please Stop Talking and Immigrants Doing Damage. Welcome along to the big show. We have all of our usual features and Thanksgiving this week.
Right.
So we'll probably have to talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about who we're, you know, what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for all the syndicates that carry our station.
Oh, yes.
In fact, I want to welcome one of them right now, Unsigned Revolution, 24/7 Unsigned Radio and Promotions. Nice. They're all about indie bands, and they're our, the latest station to pick us up. We want to thank them and thank everybody who's been there along for the ride. Even with the old show, we carried over to the new show.
Yeah.
And so we feel very, very fortunate and blessed in that way. And I think you're going to feel blessed because we don't wait around. We go right to the big guns here on the True Fidelity Show. Anyway, it is time for Artist of the Week, right out of the box, as they say. This week is a band out of Seattle, again here in the old backyard of our program. I think you're going to dig these guys. True fusion band. A lot of different genres represented in what they're doing. They have a brand new CD out. It's titled Under a Concrete Sky. The name of the band is Below Black Star. Here is their song Vindicator on True Fidelity, Artist of the Week.
Where I'm going, and I'm not letting go.
All right, everybody, we just heard there is the band Below Black Star. They are our artist of the week here on the True Fidelity Show. Off of their album Under a Concrete Sky, the name of that song is Vindicator. And we have Christopher on the line with us. Christopher from the band Below Black Star, how you doing, buddy?
It's going really well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the big program. Now, tell us a little bit about the beginnings of Below Black Star. You guys are out of Seattle. You have a great sound, and when did you start? How'd you guys get together? What's the history of the band?
Well, the group really began to coalesce in 2008. I had been auditioning for a lot of other bands, and I think just between musical dissatisfaction and you know, just working with musicians, hadn't really found my place, and I figured if I was wanting to play the songs and the type of music, if I wanted to do what I wanted to do, then I was going to have to start a band. And it took a little while to find the right combination of people, having some minor successes, playing some shows, of course, the eternal lineup merry-go-round that that is being a band. But I'd say about 2.5 years ago, we really formed a cohesive lineup, and that's when things really got going. We started playing more shows, better shows, started doing weekends as opposed to the weekdays, and it was about a year ago where, after all that time and having some of these songs that have been around for years, we finally got to go into the studio to record Under a Concrete Sky. Matt Brown from Trespassers William produced it, did a wonderful job, and yeah, we couldn't be happier with the record.
I noticed too with the album, and it's a great album, by the way, Under a Concrete Sky is the name of it. Below Black Star is the band. You guys aren't afraid to go outside of the box there as an independent group and shun the 2.5 minute pop song sort of mantra that goes on. You have some fairly long songs in there. How as a band, you come to that decision to just say, well, this probably isn't going to get radio play, but this is what we're going to do anyway. We're going to put it out there for the people.
Well, I'm reminded of something Stevie Ray Vaughan once said, and that was that the music didn't come from him, it came through him. And so when we write, we prefer to just let the songs be what they are. You know, the record, of course, has got 3.5-4 minute numbers, and it's got a couple of 13-minute plus songs. And, you know, the people seem to respond to it. Of course, we've had the conversation about radio play and what having even a 7-minute song would mean for that.
Sure.
But I think that the art has really got to speak for itself, and the quality of the work is really, really important to us. And if a song's got to be 3 minutes, then it'll write itself. If a song's going to be 13 minutes, then it's going to write itself. And you know, as long as we stand by that, and we do, then, you know, we're pretty happy with that.
Yeah, you talked about going from a band that was playing weekday gigs to weekend gigs and kind of moving up in the, I guess, you know, moving up the chain in the local band scene, getting better venues and so forth. How do you see the scene in which you're playing? You guys are playing in Seattle. I know there's a lot of competition. What does it mean for you? How have you guys tackled that portion of being a band, getting out there, gathering an audience, getting better places to play, and all of that, all the stuff that goes with that, the promotion and everything?
Well, I think it really begins with everybody in the group. The hardest part of being a band is getting everybody to believe it. And once you believe it for yourself, that enthusiasm really can be infectious, and you can talk to somebody about it, whether it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, anybody on the street, they can feel that. And once you understand that, that makes all your promotion, all of the business type of stuff, makes it a lot easier. So you can contact a venue, you can contact a member of the local press or the blogosphere. You can have radio discussions, and the person to whom you're speaking will really feel that. And once you've been able to use that as a promotional tool, then the rest really takes care of itself. So long as you continue to believe in what you're doing, you're able to put that into your promotion. You're able to get an audience to come out. Once you give them an idea of what kind of bands you're into, oh, by the way, we like Pink Floyd. Oh, I really love Pink Floyd. Well, great, then you're going to really dig us. you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's worked out for us so far, and as far as shows and all that, you know, we've done pretty well over the last I'd say the last year and a half, and you know, we're just gonna try to take it up a notch in 2015.
Excellent. We're talking with Christopher. He is with the band Below Black Star. We're gonna go into another track here off of their brand new CD, Under a Concrete Sky. This is Blue Hued Sleep Deprived Love Song. We'll be back on True Fidelity.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Artist of the Week below Black Star. That was Blue Hued Sleep Deprived Love Song. And we have Christopher on the line with us. Christopher, I got to ask you, I noticed on a couple of, by the way, everybody, you can check them out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/belowblackstarmusic. They're also on Reverb Nation. You guys have a webpage, but it seems to be under construction, so people have to kind of wait on that. But on all of them, I noticed that a reference to a statement that is sort of, I guess it's how you're describing your music. It's Halo, Tex Hex, Punk Floyd, Sad Bastard Music. And I got to ask you to please translate that for
us.
You
had me at Sad Bastard.
It was actually an acquaintance of mine who came up with that. I'd say about 2009 or so. And you hang out, maybe you have a couple beers, maybe a couple beers turns into a couple more. You start listening to records, talking about music, and after a while, it that phrase just came out of his mouth. He was like, "You guys sound like this." And as the discussion went on, he made the allusion to Radiohead, which there's an old article from the Village Voice. I believe this would have been back in 1998, where they refer to Radiohead as Punk Floyd. And being such a huge Pink Floyd and Radiohead fan, and that, you know, a flavor of that being a part of what we do, that applies. Of course, the sad bastard part is, you know, we often joke that if the audience members leave in a good mood, then we haven't done our job. they need to leave bummed out, and then we've succeeded.
All I know is that if I go into the record store and I'm looking for that section, I'm going to have a tough time finding it. But yeah, I noticed too that you know, you guys several mentions to the fact that you have a great fusion. And you've even talked about fusion in our discussion here, a fusion of Texas outlaw country, classic prog rock, shoegaze, and some garage punk. Those are tough things to fuse. How does that go? How does take us through a songwriting process, and where do all these influences come in?
The great thing about reviews is that everything is through the eye, or in this case, the ear of the beholder. So when that review came out, like every time somebody has ever talked to us about our music, they get something different out of it. We played a show, I think about 4 years ago, and we had a very nice woman come up to us after the show and tell us how much she loved us, and how much she thought we sounded like Echo and the Bunnymen. And we kind of looked at each other like, dude, have any of us ever actually listened to Echo and the Bunnymen? Like, where did that come from? But it's really great, because it means that we're reaching the listener, and they're really applying their history, their tastes, to our sound. And as far as how we conceptualize things, you know, I am a huge fan of Pink Floyd. I've got everything that they've ever put out, including their the new record that I think that's just a couple weeks old. I was a huge fan of the earlier, more rock Radiohead, and that's really the impetus for us having three guitar players. So Tom York and Johnny Greenwood and Ed O'Brien. We basically mirror that, where it's either myself or Laura Donna, and able to create all these textures and to put it all out during a performance. Of course, we also joke that none of us actually have the same taste in music. Our drummer Dave is into You know, he loves Led Zeppelin, which you know, you can definitely hear on the record. A big John Bonham fan. He's also really into Alison Krauss, our bass player, our brand new bass player, Chris Moore. She's very much into punk and metal, whereas our former bass player Kim, and you know, we always want to mention Kim because she was with us for a long time, and she's the bass that you hear on the record, and unfortunately she had to leave the group for some. Very serious reasons I won't get into. Just personal stuff. But you know, she very much loved progressive music and progressive metal. Laura Donna really likes post-hardcore. Placebo is another one of her favorite bands. She really loved the Deftones. I think the only thing that she and I have in common musically is the fact that at some point in the past we each had a goth phase, but other than that, we really have nothing in common. Daniel, the other guitar player, and he was very much into blues and bluegrass, and but I think what it comes down to is understanding that, you know, we all have a past, but that past is only serves prologue to the future. We understand what the work is now, and we put ourselves aside in order to make this thing that's a part of all of us work more cohesively.
Yeah, I think you guys have a great sound, and it's always, I think most really good bands have influences from, you know, like multiple genres, which then creates a great new sound. You guys have that. Tell us a little bit real quick. We got to wind this down, but tell us a little bit about what's coming up for Below Black Star, where people can get a hold of the Under a Concrete Sky album, and just what you guys are looking at heading into the new year.
Well, right now, we just finished up our final Seattle show of the year. We had a really great performance at the High Dive back in the end of October. Amazing turnout. It's been great to move from Tuesday nights at insert club name here, mm-hmm. where there's maybe three people, and now you're playing. You grow to play a little bit of a larger room, and the room is full. We had intended to play out of town more. You know, it's really important to us to play in Everett, to play in Bellingham, you know, to play in Tacoma, to play in Olympia. We had a couple bookings that unfortunately fell through. But part of our plan for 2015, not only do we want to take the music to the people, it's a long drive. It's a long drive for people. You know, you don't want somebody from Olympia coming up, having a couple, you know, well, I mean, you want them to come up, but you don't want them coming up and maybe having a couple drinks and getting in trouble. You know, we don't want that at all.
Yeah, no, we don't need that.
No, not at all. You know, so we want to take the music to them. We want to go play there. As far as the city is concerned, we really want to, we want to start playing the bigger rooms. We did our record release at the Hard Rock Cafe. I think we had about 300 people present, which was really amazing. And now we want to take that to the larger venues. We want to be able to play Pneumos. We want to be able to play the Crocodile. You know, the audience has really solidified, and you know, it's time to grow up. But for now, until our next booking, we're actually in the process of writing our second record.
Great.
Yeah, excellent. Now, and where can people get a hold of Under a Concrete Sky if they would like to?
I'm sorry?
Where can people get a hold of the Under a Concrete Sky, your current CD?
They can acquire a CD through the web store, which is accessible through our Facebook page, facebook.com/BelowBlackStarMusic, and click on the store tab. For the digital aficionados, they can also find us at belowblackstar.bandcamp.com, and download the record in their choice of formats.
Excellent. Well, very good. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. Again, you guys have a great sound, and we wish you nothing but success. Below Black Star is the name of the band. We've been talking with Christopher. Under a Concrete Sky is the name of the CD. That's the one you need to have in your collection. We're going to get on out of this segment with A Drink Before You Danced, Below Black Star. Thanks, Christopher. I appreciate it, my man.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Seatbelts. be scared. I hold your hand until the very end. Ghost tracks and notes are in the air. Misfortune's here, but time holds no bears. You're not one of them. You're not one of. You're not one of them. You're not one of. You're not one of. What'd you think? You're getting for free. Nothing's free, it's all make believe. Stand close, seen in the trees. Hit and miss, this gremlin's the grass. You're not one of.
Right there off of their album The Revolution Is Never Coming with You're Not One of Them. Before that, Melody Fall doing Yours Sincerely and Warning Danger, one of our favorite bands here on the old show, with Fasten Your Seatbelt.
I always want to hear like one of those alarms start going off whenever you say Warning Danger. Like in the background, I hear it in my ear.
Let me just tell you this, folks. If you have not seen Warning Danger live, it's one of, you got to put it on the bucket list. It's one of those must-see shows. They are a lot
crazy
of fun. And they just sing songs warning you about the dangers of danger.
There's lots of danger.
Anyway, I think there's some news to be had here.
Hey, everybody. This is Voxy, and here is what's going on. In an industry that constantly reports upheaval due to the digital streaming of music, Billboard takes steps to utilize these digital numbers, which means the acceptance of what is to come is beginning to set in. Billboard's Top 200 is making an upgrade in how it tracks and charts music for the first time in more than 23 years. Despite the ongoing refusal of the music industry to adapt and accept the inevitable changes that the digital age has brought on, Billboard is embracing it and utilizing it to revamp how it calculates music popularity by including digital track sales and streams into their charts. With digital consumption exponentially growing, while sales continue to drop, Billboard announces that the shift will count 10 single digital tracks sold or 1,500 streams as equivalent to one album sale. The new charts using this data will debut the top 10 on Wednesday, December 3rd, with the full chart posted online the following day and in print in the magazine issue dated December 13th. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for TrueFi.
Fidelity Show. I'm Big D. You just heard the band My Drunken Haze with Gambling Woman. Hey, who doesn't like yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now,
like,
I'm in the mood.
In the mood for Thanksgiving?
Sure, why not?
I know. Okay,
now, whether I'm in the mood for it or not, it's coming.
Well, and let's back up, okay? And we're syndicated.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to indulge us a bit, folks, because in Canada, they had it a long time ago,
right?
Like October.
And our show will air after the fact in some of our other markets.
Some of the other markets. And then also in England, they don't. Do they have?
What? I don't know. Do they?
They're not thankful there.
They still like turkey, I bet.
I'm sure they do. And they like to get drunk.
Of course.
So
who doesn't?
Pretty sure it's just an American holiday.
Well, no, the Canadians have it. So. Yeah. It's just at a different time. How weird is that, though? So actually in Canada, Halloween is closer to Christmas than Thanksgiving.
Right. But what's cool is...
So do you have like Black Friday after Halloween?
Your wife is from Canada. What I really want to know is, do you get two Thanksgivings?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Sweet.
I get two tryptophan highs in a year. where's everybody going? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving real quick before we end hour number one?
I'm going to my mom's in Portland, like always. Me and my sister will load up the kids and take
down.
A little trek on down to Portland.
Now, I understand she has a really nice liquor cabinet down there.
Yes, she keeps it fully stocked. And
is it empty by the time you guys roll out?
No, because that's how stocked it is. And last year we got there, the day before and she was at work, and she left a note in the liquor room on this big gallon, like mason jar jug thing that was homemade apple pie moonshine.
Holy smokes.
And said, help yourself. So like, yeah, no, it's a drinking adventure at mom's for Thanksgiving.
On our mothership station, NWCZ Radio, we have a host here who makes that apple pie moonshine.
Right. Oh,
I'm telling you, if you don't monitor
yourself, yeah,
you will not make it out of the door.
No. The best thing about moonshine, though, is I've gotten pretty drunk off of that stuff, and I never have a hangover from it.
Hey,
it's like,
it's good to know.
Maybe because it's just homemade, maybe it's more natural and your body processes it better. I have no idea, but it's fantastic.
I don't know. Sea Fry, what's up in your world?
I'm thankful
family.
For it.
Local
family.
Yeah.
On one?
Going away with the girlfriend's family down to the coast. We're renting a cabin.
Nice. So it'd be cold, windy, and rainy. Good for you.
Beautiful view.
Yeah, with a great view
of the rain.
Of the rain and
turkey
and the
fog. Turkey in a cabin. That sounds
Squeeze.
Delicious.
As long as it's not
Squeeze,
home.
Get on a mic. This is one of the few times we allow Squeeze to actually talk on the big show.
I do talk. You know that.
Squeeze, what's going up in your world?
Nothing much. What's going on in your world?
Well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
What am I doing for Thanksgiving?
Pay attention
and what's
to
your
the show?
Pillow voice for?
I know.
I
mean,
I never get to talk, so I got to talk real soft.
Hey.
But it's creepy.
It is. Now you sound like a weird dude on the... That's why we don't let you talk.
That's true. That's why I don't talk on the mic. You know.
Give me that mic back.
Okay. Take it home.
Anyway, for those of you out there who are hearing this, and Thanksgiving is coming up... we'll be actually airing on Thanksgiving on Grapefruit. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Station, yes.
And to those of you who are hearing it after the fact, well, I hope you survived and you're listening to the show. Anyway, that's it for hour number one. We'll be back in just a few minutes or a few moments, actually, with hour number two here on the True Fidelity Show. Hang on.
Hey, what the hell are you listening to the radio for? It's True Fidelity. It's on the internet. You can, like, listen to it anywhere. So do that. Anywhere.